Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to be here with you today. We have one of my favorite people in Cleaning Nation joining us today. It's Carrie Kedziora, whose name I just learned how to say, hopefully properly, like 15 seconds ago. I know it's Carrie, but not that. This amazing woman started KAP Cleaning or Cleaners in December, January, 2017. With no cleaners, just Carrie. So it should have been, you know, for being honest, KAP Cleaner, and then she could have, you know, she's now graduated. Yeah. Okanagan, British Columbia, Canada area. Holy crap, that's a lot. And I like Carrie so much, I'm going to make fun of her for being Canadian. It started as a one-woman show, and now they employ more than 20 people. They're still growing. Carrie is one of our next-level people, not to mention one of the nicest human beings in the whole wide world. Because she's doing so well, every time we have, I feel like it's enough of me talking and saying, you know, blah, blah, blah. I love having successful clients on talking about how their life was and how it is and kind of what changed and how they can hopefully help you get some of those same results. So for those of you joining me on video, I am in a hotel room in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a whole story behind that. And my wife would kill me if she knew, like, we had our dirty bed over there, but there it is. That's where we slept. And it's not so sorry. Don't tell Natalie I'll get in trouble. All right. For those of you on audio, you don't care about any of that stuff. All right. So Carrie, first of all, tell us, I gave just a brief explanation of your story, but like what got you, where did you have a job? Were you homeless? Like how did you go from regular human being to owner of cleaning company?
Well, it's kind of funny. I've been cleaning since I was, maybe 7 years old, really. My father was a single father with four kids and I was the oldest girl. So I had to pick up the slack there. Started at 14 in a flea bag motel. In my 20s, I was actually training with my mother-in-law at the time to take over her cleaning business. So, learning everything that I needed to know in order to run her business. Unfortunately, that marriage failed. So she took the offer off the table, which was good for us both. I thought I would never clean again after that, but it's just something that I've always excelled at, and so I've used it as kind of a side gig to make a little extra money being a single mother. And then 4 years ago I did a pre-clean for a client, or actually for my stepmom, and the real estate agent loved what I did and said, can you clean for me? And so I was doing it on the side. I was working four 12-hour shifts and then four at work, and then 4 days a week cleaning, and eventually cleaning took over and I quit my job and it was just me for a while.
You say four 12-hour shift. Were you a nurse?
I was, yeah, in healthcare. I was a care aide. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got so many questions and I know Carrie pretty well and some of this is new to me. All right, so I'll give you the two questions I got right off the bat. You can answer them in any order you like. So I don't know what a care aide worker makes, but I'm guessing decent wages.
Yeah, so good money.
What's that? Yeah, good money. That's what I figured. So how do you make the transition from I've got a good job to like I'm cleaning toilets, and were you making as much, more, less? And then second, well, answer that and then I've got the bigger question I'm dying to ask. But yeah, how do you make that transition from, hey, I got a good job making good money to I'm going to take this other job that I, was it more money, less money? Talk us through.
The honest answer is that I was making about $25 an hour at the care aid course, but I was working all sorts of overtime. I was bringing in some good money, but you know what? I was treated like crap. I just didn't feel like I was valued or honored. And some things happened in our personal life. We had a tragedy happen in our family and they wouldn't give me time off work. And I just thought, this cleaning business is taking off. And at least then I can just call my clients and say, hey, we've had a tragedy. I'm going to need a few days here, and not just be a number on somebody's list. And what my goal was to be an employer that treated employees well.
So real quick, because I don't want people to miss, you said something really important and they're going to hear one thing, which is important. I want them to hear both. So many people in Cleaning Nation, part of the reason I love you guys and gals is they exactly that. Like I got treated like garbage in my job, and I wanted to create jobs for other people where people were respected and honored and like cared. And I love that. And that's always, that's been a big tenet of why we've been successful is why
we always treat our people the same way. And they're always on. So you can ask them and go like, does Mike really nice? And does he yell at you? And sometimes they do. Don't tell them, but they know I love them. And I do love them. And it's an awesome team. So we all get that part. The part I want you not to miss is hear what Carrie just said. I left a really good paying job, right? $25 an hour, lots of overtime. That's 30, 40 bucks an hour, like pretty good wages for a less paying job. I wouldn't even do that. I didn't like the job. I like this. I didn't like that. So when it drives me nuts and people are like, I paid people $12 an hour and they all suck. So I figured if I paid $15 an hour, then they'd stop sucking. And then they pay $15 an hour. Like the $15 an hour people suck just the same as the 12 because you didn't offer them something different. So people will work for less money. That's not the goal, to pay them less money. It is the goal to enhance the workplace experience. So if Carrie will leave her, I don't say cush, but pretty high paying job for what I'm guessing was a lower paying job at the time. Because she's like, I just want to feel valued and loved. Had not very little to do with money, right? So just take that as an employer to go, do I have to pay more money? And certainly want to pay people fair, maybe even a little better than fair. We kind of teach how to do that in our stuff. But good pay with bad culture is worthless. Good culture with average to not even great pay can change the world. So I just want you guys to get not just the, oh yes, I want to create a job where there's culture, but like that's how, it's not about the money. It's about how it feels. And we all do that, but then we don't understand when other people do the same thing. We think they all want money, even though that's not how we always are. So just want to make sure you got that. All right. When did you make the shift from worker bee to owner? And I don't mean physically hiring people. I mean, mentally and Carrie, and maybe you're still in that process. I even want 20 employees. So how, walk us through that. Like, I am Carrie. I bring value to the world by putting my hand in toilets or standing behind a mop. That's it. To I am Carrie. I bring value by creating an organization, by being an entrepreneur. I'm dying to hear this.
Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. Okay, so
this is why we love Carrie.
I actually came to a point, you know, with the COVID issues happening with finding craplicants, as you call them. I came to a point in September last year where I was so overwhelmed, I was so frustrated with my employee attraction, with client attraction, that I thought either I have to do something to make this work or I have to quit. And I didn't want to quit. So I had been following you for a year. I decided to respond to one of your emails. And then I got a call from one of your people and we talked, and he believed so much in in my future dreams and goals.
Hold on. We got to call out. Who's this he?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask, because right now I cannot remember his name.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Was it Lou, Sean, Dylan? We have so many. Doesn't matter. But I just wanted to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I feel silly. He's going to be so upset when he sees this.
Oh, he will be.
I love him. I'm going to send him an email when we're done and tell him I love him.
Don't worry. He'll send you an email going, my name is Steve.
I just decided right there to sign up, and it has been go since. Everything is changed. Everything is better. My life is amazing now. And before we go too far, I want to explain that I have reached a freedom where now, as of yesterday, I'm going to be working with women in need, employing women who have left abusive situations. It's just a dream come true to me to serve those women. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't learn how to increase my profits and find proper employees. My employees' level of competence has increased so much that my clients are willing to pay a higher price, and I'm getting referrals like there's no tomorrow. So I can't believe I'm about to just experience my dream in serving other women.
I am just bursting with pride.
You didn't know this.
I didn't. So when you say serving other women, are you talking about charitable cleaning, or are you talking about hiring these women on your team?
Hiring them and empowering them.
I thought that was the case. Hold on. You said something again to Carrie. She just says it and doesn't even mean anything, but she didn't see. You missed the genius what you said. I don't want Clean Nation to miss the genius. So I hate to admit this because it makes me look dumb. When I was young and 22, I was like, finally, because I'd always had crap jobs and like, I get to be a boss and I'll be the one. Not that I want to treat people crappy. I always treat them well, but you know, they'll have to do what I say because I give them money. And I very much felt like I'm the boss. And again, please don't hear me coaching this. This is 20-year-old Mike with such a knucklehead. 46-year-old Mike's a lot smarter. And I'm guessing 80-year-old Mike will look back at 46-year-old Mike. What a knucklehead. But I thought, oh, I'm the boss. They're here to serve me and my company, my dreams. Do you guys hear what what Carrie said, I can't wait to serve these women. And I just want to be clear, like, to me, that I, of course that means tea, but I want to make sure she's like, oh, so these people are giving you money and you're serving them? No. Like, we obviously want to serve our clients, but that servant leader position of, they're not here to serve me and make my life better. My life's great. I'm here to serve them and make their life better. It's like, but aren't you the boss? Aren't you in charge? Aren't they there to make you rich? And you're like, yeah, I get financial rewards, sure. But I just love that your heart is, I want to serve these women, even if I, part of that is paying them and leading them. I'm just, that is, guys, gals, don't miss that, right? It is. And could you make money? I don't know how to do it. Could you make money yelling at people and being a jerk and like bossing around? I guess. I've seen successful people do that. But holy crap, the price of your life. Like, look at Carrie. Does this look like a woman who's miserable at work? Like, those people on Mondays, I've seen them like, oh, I make a ton of money. I gotta go back to work. I hate it. I gotta go yell at the employees and keep them in line. Like, Carrie's like, it's Monday. I miss my team. I can't wait to see them. Whose life am I changing? Talk to us, sister. That, how you feeling?
That's so true. Yeah. I am feeling so on top of the world. I feel like I'm finally where I'm supposed to be. I feel like I'm reaching my life's purpose. It's amazing. When my husband and I were just talking yesterday about that one decision I made that has completely changed our lives. He's so proud of me. My family's so proud of me. And I am so proud of what I'm doing. I know that, you know, usually I'm a little more humble, but you know what? I worked really hard to get here. And I'm just sitting there patting myself on the back. I made a good decision and my life's, and it's only getting better. That's not the only thing I'm doing. We're talking with the women in need people to open a daycare for our employees so that they can come to work. Like, we're doing some huge things. Things a year ago, I would not have even dreamt I could do.
So first of all, I can't wait. You're giving me goosebumps. I can't wait to just hug you and tell you how amazing you are. I was just sad because Carrie's in, like I said, our next level. We're having one of our, we do 3 events a year. She's in Canada. I was like, I'm so ready to hug you and your husband. It's not happening. But okay. So I love all of that. Now let me, and by the way, don't miss what she said. I made a decision, right? I'd like to pat myself on the back. Like, oh, our systems and our process are great. And that's what changed Carrie. Couldn't be further from the truth. Carrie making a decision to have the life that she wants and seek out what she needed to make that happen. That was the magic, right? And again, I'm glad that we got to play a part in that, but I'm guessing there's other places, you know, it's not like we're the only thing. So it's not so much a Grow My Cleaning Company thing. I'm honored to play a small part in Serve Carrie. It was a Carrie thing going, I got to have this life. I got to whatever. And you get it. You reached out. You made a decision. So that, guys, gals, nothing happens until someone makes a decision. Actually, that's not even true. Nothing happens until you make a decision in your life, right? Because if you don't, the world's going to make lots of decisions for you and you get what you get. When you make your own decision, you get what you want. All right. So, and we're already running on time, but let me just give one last question. There are people listening that are like, oh my gosh, that feels so amazing, right? But I carries this magical unicorn and I can never be that. And that's why I love having you on, because I do see you as an amazing human being, but not as a skill set that no one else has. Like, there's nothing that Carrie has that's like, I couldn't do that, right? She's got skills that I don't have, I have skills that she doesn't have. Neither of that is what makes her successful. So how long has this journey been for you, right? Because I know people are like, oh, it's going to take me 5 years. Since when you made the decision, I know obviously the whole journey, but obviously that you stay kind of where you were and then once you made the decision, things really change. So how long has the journey been? And what can you tell Cleaning Nation that's like, it won't work for me, I'm scared. Like, basically what Carrie pre-decision would be saying, if she watched this podcast, she would have a bunch of lies going, I can't do it. She's smarter than me. I don't have the resources. Like, what did you do different, and why is it that other people can or can't do that, and how long was the journey? There you go. Big fat question.
Okay. The thing that I did was I said yes to your course, and I followed everything you said to a T. It took about 4 weeks to pay off the course, which was really cool because I was scared. And it changed my mental thinking in exactly the same time. I started realizing that this was a real thing. This was really happening to me in about 6 weeks. It's been 6 months and I have a whole new life. It's just the only thing that I can say that I regret is that I didn't do it right when I first started watching you. I think I wasn't ready then. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But my life is so different after 6 months. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in a year. I'm so excited.
So give us
can I answer your questions?
you did. The one thing I want to give is, because again, I don't want the takeaway to be like, oh, this is a big sales pitch for Mike's course.
No,
I love what Carrie said, which is, I wish I would have done it earlier, but I wasn't ready. couldn't agree more. All of you guys and gals listening who aren't ready to decide and go all in, we're not for you. We can't help you. This isn't for everybody. So for whoever's not in, but if you're like, I got to have a life, today's the day, I'm going to make a decision, reach out. We'd love to help you. That said, for those people that are like, today's not the day, I don't like Mike, I'm not ready, whatever, fine. What are the top three specific things that you did within the course? Like, what was the big thing for you that were game changers? So hopefully they can get value whether we work together or not.
The very first thing I did was change my process of hiring and stop just taking anybody that came to the door. You know, I used the stuff I learned from you to the people that I attract now are amazing people. Like, we sit there and go, another amazing resume, another amazing interview. So I started with employee attraction. And once I learned how to do that well, because I'm actually very introverted and shy, then I started to work on client attraction. I started to make rules for my clients. I didn't let clients talk me down or act like I wasn't worth what the quote or the bid is. I learned how to stand in my place and own it. And then I started just going forward. I mean, there are scary moments where you think, oh, this is a big decision. Make the decision, take a step forward, and everything works out. Like, everything just works out as long as you're always walking forward.
That, and hopefully I want you guys to hear, because again, I like to give as much tactical, like do this and then this as possible. And I know this might feel light on that, but please don't miss the point. What I hear Carrie saying, and again, this maybe not what shared, this is what I heard, and you can tell me if you would agree or disagree, and then we got to call it, is she said, I started changing my hiring process. And again, I remember walking Carrie through this. It was so fun to watch her make this transition. The reality was she didn't start with her hiring process. She started with how she perceived her value as an employer, what she would tolerate as an employee. And once she changed how she perceived the process, then the tools, and here's how to do a group interview and a one-on-one interview, and here's the questions to ask, and here's how to write the ad. All that stuff made sense once Carrie was like, wait a second, this is what I'm offering the world. It's not $12 for every hour you put your hand in the toilet, or 14 or whatever the wages are in her area. It is a community. So she changed how she perceived what she was doing, and then all the tactical work. Same with the client attraction. I love that she's like, I made rules for my clients. I went from, if you wave money at me, I guess I'm your slave. Whatever you need, you wave money. You can talk to me the way you want to talk to me. You are in charge of my life because you have money that I want. To, no. We create results for people, and only certain people. And everyone's not qualified. Oh, you have money? That's cute. Everyone has money. If you'd like to work with me, here's what that's going to look like. And it's cool. It's not like your customers got mad and it was confrontational. It sounds like you upgraded with the employees. They're like, oh my gosh, you started attracting amazing people. And it sure had nothing to do with what you pay. I don't know if you pay more, same, less, but I'm guessing it's generally the same as before.
Less.
And trust me, I promise you, Carrie's paying fair wages. So this isn't a...
Yeah.
She was falling in the trap. I get crappy people at fair wages. So if I pay better than fair wages, I'll get better than fair people. That wasn't the case. So she went back to fair wages. She's got amazing people. That had everything to do with her, right? There's some tactics in there, but it had everything to do with her beliefs. And then same with the clients. You start making rules. You look at Carrie and go, oh, she's amazing. I'd love to have her as a client. We love having her as a client. You know why? Not cheap. We're super selective about who we take. And that's that. So that would be my thing, is first and foremost, understand you got to change how you look at client attraction, employee attraction, then all the systems and processes are going to work. And it all starts with a decision. So guys, gals, if today is your day and you're like, I am deciding to make this happen, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's nothing for sale there, but there's all sorts of resources, just cool stuff that will help you. Reach out and let us know how we can help you. Reach out to Carrie if you see her in the Facebook group. Facebook, tell her what an amazing human being she is, an inspiration. She's inspiring me, so I know she's inspiring hundreds of you guys out there. All right, Cleaning Nation, you are amazing human beings. We love you. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.